Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Fancy a quickie? Because that's what this episode is.
In front of all these people listening?
We've rebranded our minisodes quickies and I'm here for it.
Well, clearly all these readers that have turned up hot and present are ready for a quickie.
Everyone's ready for a quickie.
Oh, boy.
We've got a few different stories. Tom's got a couple of short, sharp ones and I've got a long one. So let's throw to Tom first.
Yes, you join us on a story-themed quickie episode of Ghosts of Boyfriend's Past. So hello one and hello all. Elizabeth, a couple of weeks or minisodes ago, quickies ago, you put the call out for sex stories.
I did.
And here on this podcast, we don't like to just lean on the smutty sex stuff all the time.
No, we don't lean on it.
No, we're deeper than that. But every now and then we do come back. So I got some short and sweet sex stories for
you. Great. Quickie sex stories for the quickie episode. I like it.
I was hooking up with this guy for about 3 months, but he would always come to my place since I lived near the town centre with all the bars. But one night, I finally went to his house to hook up, and when I went to the bathroom to clean up afterwards, I noticed a bunch of kids' clothes on the floor and a small toothbrush. Turns out, he had a whole child.
Oh.
3 months and I never knew.
Oh, that's a bit...
What do you reckon?
I feel like... You at least tell someone that you have a child, if not, like, I get that you might not want to introduce them.
Yes, but at least...
But you tell them.
At least conceding that, yes, I have a child.
I have done the major life thing.
Yes, you think it would come up.
Oh.
Just letting people let that sink in. Here we are. I was hooking up with this guy who didn't like giving oral.
Rude.
But I pushed him on it, because equality, and he finally agreed to give it a try. As soon as he got started, I remember feeling something weird down there tingling and burning.
Oh no.
I soon realized that this man had popped a couple of Tic Tacs in while he was down there.
Oh, that burns.
Without letting me know. What the hell, dude, is how that question.
You do story. Not want down there being minty fresh.
Minty fresh.
Like, no.
Tingly giblets.
That shit burns. I was thinking he would have put like Blistex or some kind of like minty lip balm on. Don't do that either, folks. That's terrible. Producer
tic-tac.
Dom is pulling the microphone down.
I just had a horrible, horrible flash. Before you said Tic Tac, I thought it could have been a fisherman's friend.
Oh, no.
I don't even want to think about it.
Like a belting sander to it. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Liz, save us.
Okay, I will. This is a long story that was written in by a dear reader.
Oh, excellent.
I was out at a work party at a bar, in brackets, the Normanby. everyone in Brisbane goes, oh, yeah. And we're sitting and drinking in an area that has pool tables. Now, I'm pretty good at pool, so I've been playing for a while. This group of guys comes out and starts watching, and it's clear they want to play. So when we finished, we offered the table to them. A very attractive male with the most brilliant blue eyes I've ever seen asked me to play against him.
Mm.
Obviously, I said yes. We played, we flirted. Honestly, I can't even remember who won because after the game, we went and got a drink and sat down somewhere to chat. And he was so great. He was so smooth and genuine and the dynamic spark was there. Conversation flowed. We had a great chemistry and there was an obvious attraction. Now, this human was probably the nicest looking human that I have ever seen. Light brown hair, deep tan skin, ocean blue eyes, and he was dressed really smartly. He even smelled nice. Mm-hmm. So that is an excellent first impression. Now, at the end of the evening, he asked me if I'd like to go to dinner with him the next night. And of course, I agreed. Mm. I gave him my number and I told him to tell me a time and place to meet him. I'd received a message by the time I got home.
Oh.
I was a little bit giddy. After one evening, he was a bit perfect. And then there's a little heart eyes emoji. I was imagining his last name on my driver's license. I was 22 and I was already planning a wedding.
Okay.
So the next day, I'm getting ready and I am so excited. He texted me to meet him at a coffee club near his house. I thought that was strange because that's not really a dinner place. I got there quite early because I was super eager and I waited quite a while. He was 20 minutes late. Oh, then he walks in. I didn't recognize him. He was in camouflage cargo shorts, a dark blue Chesty Bond singlet and flip-flops.
What?
I was completely shocked because this was a very stark difference to who I'd met the previous evening. No matter, I wasn't going to judge him. It's not as if we were in a super pansy place. Mm. He ordered a sandwich and I got the same. Conversation flowed well, but he seemed super uninterested and kept looking around, getting distracted. At the end of the meal, he said, "I just have to run to my car for my wallet."
Yes. Big pause,
and I
everyone.
Sat and I waited for him to come back. He did return.
Oh.
And he said he's either lost it or left it at home. And could I pay and he'll get the next one?
Yes.
Sure, no worries, not a big deal. We went outside and he asked me if I wanted to go for a drive. Why not? In retrospect, I should have just gone home. But no, I got into his filthy ute and let him drive. After about 15 minutes of driving through an area that I'm not familiar with, he pulls up in a dark park / bushland area.
Yeah, buddy.
He parks the car, leans over and starts kissing me. That kind of kiss that honestly hurts a little bit.
Hurts.
His kisses were aggressive and he was grabbing my boobs quite forcefully.
No.
And then he asked if I'd like to jump in the back with him. I declined. I lied and told him that I was on my period. I was a bit scared at this point. I was in an area that I was unfamiliar with and this man was being incredibly aggressive with his affection. He jumped out of the car and lit a cigarette. I genuinely nearly started crying because I was so confused. This was the absolute opposite of the man that I'd met the night before. He got back in the car and said, "I'd have taken you back to mine, but my parents are home tonight, so I can't bring chicks home."
Wonderful impression of this man.
And in brackets it says, "I lived alone at this stage, but I was absolutely not telling him that."
No.
He started telling me a story about a date he'd been on recently when she took him to her place and I said nothing. After 10 minutes of awkward conversation, I asked him to take me back to my car. I asked him to take him back to my car. He said I'd borrowed my housemate's car and she needed it to get to work that night. It was a barefaced lie, but I needed a decent reason to get the fuck out of there.
Good.
On the drive back to my car, I asked him a few questions to try and gauge why he was so different the night before. His reply was, "Oh, yeah, I'm always more suave when I'm on cocaine."
And better dressed? It makes you a better dresser?
The guy that I had crushed on at the bar was completely off his face. At this point, I was 100% done and I didn't even hug him goodnight. I got in my car and left and I never saw him again.
Well, I think the cargo short singlet wearing sandals wearer, bring the cocaine back, right? Well, clearly that was doing heavy. Rita, thank you so much for writing in. Apologies for giggling nervously throughout your story. That's because I was nervous.
That's
about
what our job is. Yeah. Our job is to giggle nervously at other people's stories. This is not a bad thing.
But a great story.
And, Tom, quickly take us home.
And really well written. So thank you, Rita. Okay. A friend of mine told me that a friend of his from Germany would be visiting the United States. And since he wouldn't be around, he wanted me to give him the grand New York City tour.
Mm-hmm.
I actually ended up having a great time with the guy. And one night after a few drinks, he came over and we hooked up. This man was basically a model and looked so pretty sleeping naked that I couldn't resist taking a photo of him.
Oh.
I never talked to him again, but that photo will one day be framed in black and white on my wall.
I feel like there's some consent issues there.
Yeah, that's what we don't just bring the wholesome good stories here. We do have to bring the ones
look,
that make you raise an eyebrow.
Sometimes there are people who just look really good naked, right? And they feel like there should be some kind of oil painting or something like that. But I also feel like you should have their permission to take a photo of that nakedness. Even if you're obscuring who they are, someone's going to notice some kind of birthmark on a butt and you're going to be in trouble.
I do agree with you, Elizabeth. One last little quick one, then we'll go. I had a one-night stand and left her place at like 5 a.m. While I was walking home, I realized her place was right next to Dominique Ansel's bakery. And people were already already lining up for cronuts. So I got in line and bought one for my walk of shame. There you go.
Yeah.
Walk of shame, cronut. Thank you very
they
much.
They go so well together, hand in hand.
You need those
carbs.
You need
those
carbs.
There should be some kind of Uber cronut that you can order for the walk home.
There we go. So we'll
call it a stride of pride, by the way.
Stride
not
of
a walk
pride,
of shame.
Walk
it's a stride
of
pride.
The stride of pride. Do you reckon everyone in every situation is feeling pride?
No, but they should.
They should. fair enough. Well, there you go, readers. You join us on another quickie. Hope you're happy and satisfied on our stories.
We took our time a little bit with this quickie, and I'm not mad at it.
If you have a great story to example reader did today, send it through to ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com.
Now, something special about this particular reader is that they didn't want to put their voice to the story. Mm. So they wrote in. They said, I've got a story for you, but I don't really want to put my voice to it. And I was like, write me a story and I will do my best to act it out for you. That's what we do. We're happy to obscure your identity if you give us the goods with the story.
Absolutely.
So that people can learn from what you've done and learn that suave people, it's props cocaine.
Probably the cocaine. Otherwise, rate the show if you're still listening and still enjoying it and share it. Share it with someone. Someone in your life will get some either a laugh or a kick out of it or some good wisdom, some good knowledge, some good information to pass along.
Until then, we're going to have a main episode next week, so tune in back for that and make sure that you date responsibly, I guess, and not on cocaine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.